welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. It's Tuesday, August 2nd. Election Day is coming right up. It's going to be on Thursday, and we're speaking more with more of the candidates in the Hamilton County primaries. The U.S. House of Representatives is up for grabs, the District 3 seat, and we're going to be speaking with several of the Republican candidates who are vying for that nomination. Later on this week, we'll speak with the Democrats, but today it's the Republicans. And first thing up, we have Chuck Fleischman. He is the incumbent, and he's running for re-election against a couple of Republican challengers. Thank you for speaking with us today.
It's great to be with you, as always, and great to be back in the great state of Tennessee.
So you are the incumbent, but for people who aren't familiar with you, could you tell us just a little about yourself, your personal background?
Well, thank you very much. My name is Chuck Fleischman. Prior to running for Congress in 2010, my wife and I had a small business in downtown Chattanooga. We have three sons. We've been married now 30 years. And I was fortunate enough to be elected in 2010. I am currently serving in my third term in the United States House of Representatives. I'm Tennessee's only member on the House Appropriations Committee, which handles all of the very important, critically important discretionary government spending. And I'm running for a fourth term. I thoroughly enjoy the job because I truly believe I represent the greatest people in the world, the people of the 3rd District of Tennessee.
And why would you say that you're the most qualified to, in your case, keep this office?
Well, I'm a strong fiscal and social conservative, and I think that is indicative of the way that our district is. I represent 11 wonderful East Tennessee counties. Hamilton County, of course, is the largest, but it runs actually from the district runs from the Georgia border in the south to the Kentucky border in the north, all the way up to Scott County. I've worked very hard in Congress to cut wasteful government spending to try to get our fiscal house in order, but I've also been very effective in the fight against ISIS. Obviously, my bill to combat ISIS domestically has passed the House twice, is now awaiting Senate action. I've been very active in the total restructuring of the Chickamauga Lock Project, the broken trust fund. I worked hard to fix that with Senator Alexander. Then we were fortunate enough to actually get funds flowing to start construction on the new Chickamauga Lock, so critically important to all of Tennessee, but particularly Chattanooga.
What would you say the most important issue, or maybe the top two most important issues, are facing the 3rd District right now?
Well, clearly, national security continues to be a major concern. Right here in Chattanooga, unfortunately, we had a horrific attack a little over a year ago. But we've seen San Bernardino, we've seen Orlando, we've seen foreign attacks. We're in a very dangerous world, and I think I'm the best qualified to deal with that threat. I'm very active. One of my subcommittees on the Appropriations Committee is the Homeland Security Subcommittee. I'm very active in the fight against ISIS. And the other thing is clearly the national debt. We are $20 trillion in debt. Not only unfortunate, it's very, very wrong. And I would say this, it is going to be the challenge of our political generation to get the debt under control. We owe that to our children, to our grandchildren, and to basically the entire future of our nation. We are spending entirely too much money. We cannot tax our way out of this situation. We have got to curb our voracious appetite. Spending.
You mentioned some of the legislation you've been working on. Is there anything else you would do in terms of legislation if reelected to address these problems?
Sure. I'm going to continue to make sure that the men and women in uniform continue to get the very best because they are the very best. We've got to be very aggressive in terms of funding national defense. I want to continue on in that regard. But since I've got such a key position on the House Appropriations Committee, again, being Tennessee's only member on this committee, I think I will be able to work across the board, whether it's military spending, education, funding for our national labs like up in Oak Ridge, which we've brought to Chattanooga now. I am active literally in all areas of the federal endeavors, largely because of my service on this key committee. So I'm going to continue doing what I've done for the past 3 years. I'm sorry, past three terms. Work extremely hard to represent the people of East Tennessee, uphold the great values, East Tennessee values, belief in God, belief in our country, belief in the free enterprise system, and just continue to do the job that I was elected to do.
We're just about out of time. I have only about 45 seconds left. Do you have any final thoughts, any closing statements?
Well, I want to thank all of the citizens of the 3rd District of Tennessee for the privilege, and it is a privilege to serve you all in the United States House of Representatives. The power in our country, thank goodness, people, it does not come from the government. It comes from the people. And we are elected to represent the people. I'm elected to represent the people of East Tennessee. It's a privilege. It's an honor. I cherish it every day. And every day I get up and I say, how can I make things a little bit better for the people of East Tennessee and our great nation?
Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
My pleasure, sir. Thank you, everyone.
That was Chuck Fleischman. He is the incumbent, and he's running for re-election for the 3rd District, the U.S. House of Representatives. That is, of course, Congress. Here in Tennessee, that's where the district is. And, of course, whoever wins, if it's Fleischman for re-election, he will go back to Washington. He has two challengers, Alan Levine and Jeffrey Summersmith. They're both trying to get the Republican nomination, trying to wrest it away from Fleischman. And we're going to hear from them next. First up, we have Alan Levine. Alan Levine, thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
So tell us about your background, who you are, where you come from, what your profession is.
Well, my name's Alan Levine. I'm originally from London, England, born and educated there. I've been a proud citizen for about 40 years, having lived in this country for nearly 50. It's scary for me to think about it. I used to live in San Diego, California. I've lived all over the country, and I like and love the South. My wife and I have been married for about 20 years. She is a wonderful woman, very, very clever. She's a CPA and a chiropractic. I didn't become interested in running for office until probably 6 or 7 years ago when I thought that the country was taking a seriously wrong turn. The advantage of me being born and educated in England is that I studied history, and I studied how the British Empire that used to be at the turn of the 20th century was the most powerful nation on the planet. It's now not. It just dropped from 5th place in terms of GDP to 6th, and they're generally a declining country. Sadly, I see the same thing happening here in the United States, and I have resolved to do my absolute best to stop that. And the only way to stop and change the direction of our country is by having a vote in Washington. Unless you have a vote in Washington, you have no voice whatsoever.
And why would you say you're the most qualified candidate to hold this office?
Well, in addition to a background that is different from any other candidate in the entire country, I have ideas based on pragmatism. I am, in fact, the common sense candidate who believes in pragmatic solutions to our problems. And our problems are quite fundamental. We do not manufacture in this country. We have to bring manufacturing from China. I'll give you an example. When we were attacked at Pearl Harbor by the Japanese, they were running at 100% manufacturing capability, and we were not. Because of the Great Depression, we were running at about 70%. Very soon thereafter, we were running at 100% capacity, and the Japanese had nowhere to go. So we produced amazing quantities of war material, and we won the war in the Pacific and also helped our allies in Europe win against the Axis. We have to get our manufacturing back. The reason for that is that our GDP back then was approximately 40% of the entire planet, and China, 4%. China is now 20%. And we're about 20%. All our government is doing to keep the economy going, if you will, is to increase the national debt, which is now about $20 trillion, an absolutely horrific amount of money, and that's $20 million. It is scary, and it will never be paid back.
What are some specific issues that you would say face the district you're seeking to represent? Manufacturing, that's pretty broad, that's pretty national. What about this district specifically?
Well, specifically the problem we have across the entire country is loss of jobs and stagnant incomes. My plan is to create what they call a cascading manufacturing revolution, which is all based on taxation. Companies are in business to make profits. I've been self-employed for 30 years, and I know all about business, and I know what drives them. And if we can bring back manufacturing to the United States across the entire country, not just the 3rd District, then we will have a manufacturing revolution, and it's really easy to do. I have ideas that people really like, but in order to implement those ideas is to have a voice in Washington. Without a voice, as I've said, one has no voice.
And what are some specific ways that you would try to affect that if you were elected?
Well, the key platform that I'm running on as a practical, as a common sense candidate, is to eliminate corporate taxes on manufacturing profits where the good or the products are manufactured in the United States using U.S. manufactured components. When you buy a vehicle, it's made up of many thousands of bits and pieces, which Ford or General Motors or whomever put together to make a finished product. I want not only GM to pay nothing in taxes or very, very little in taxes on their profits, but the only way they can do that is to encourage and to buy from U.S. manufacturers all across the country. It is a really simple solution to create a broad groundswell of increase in manufacturing. Here in Chattanooga, this used to be a manufacturing town, and that's going away. I won't say it's gone, but it's definitely going away. We have to bring it back, or otherwise the Chinese will have won. And the Chinese is still a communist country.
And we've got about 30 seconds left. Do you have any final thoughts?
I need you to visit my website, levineforcongress.com. That's LEVENEFORCongress.com. You'll find over 200 articles about my positions. Unlike other candidates that just smile on their website and ask for money, I have position papers written so you can see exactly what you're going to get. You may like it, which I think you will, or you may not like what are some of the things I want to do, but you will hear the truth from me.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
That's Alan Levine. He's one of three Republican candidates running to represent Tennessee's 3rd District in the U.S. House of Representatives. Chuck Fleischman is the incumbent. Jeffrey Summer Smith is the other Republican candidate in this primary. We'll speak to Smith in a moment, but one more thing about Levine. There are a couple of very unusual aspects to his campaign. One, that he doesn't actually live in Tennessee, and two, that he's offering wealth secrets to top campaign donors. I produced a story about that, which aired recently, and I'm just going to play a quick excerpt of that for you.
Kennesaw is about 75 miles from here.
But what a lot of people look for in a candidate is somebody who lives, you know, up the road from them, either literally or figuratively, somebody who's right there in their community. You can hear the full story about these unusual aspects of Alan Levine's candidacy online. Just visit WUTC.org. Now we're going to hear from Jeffrey Summer Smith. He is the other Republican, Fleischman and Levine, Fleischman the incumbent, running for the seat in the U.S. House of Representatives, Tennessee District 3. Here is newcomer Jeffrey Summer Smith. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So tell us about your background, just kind of who you are, where you're from, what you do for a living, just basic biographical details like that.
Yes. My name is Jeffrey Summer Smith. I'm from Athens, Tennessee. my people come from this area. I have a great-grandfather buried in East Ridge. I'm a UTC graduate, and I have a master's degree in public administration. I gave up being an officer in the United States Army so I could make sure that I would fight the Taliban and al-Qaeda in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I was in the United States Army for 3 years, the 10th Mountain Division. I came home, finished my master's degree in public administration, became a city manager at a small town in McMinn County known as Calhoun. And now I'm over 40 personnel at a company, and I work as a value stream supervisor. Some people like to say, act like, oh, he just works in a steel mill. You know, he's like a like some kind of coal miner from West Virginia. No, I'm pretty high up in the company. I'm over 40 people. I've worked very hard to get to where I am. But my big thing is I took an oath to my country to defend this nation from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And my run for Congress is me upholding my oath. There's a lot of things government's doing they shouldn't be doing. I'm standing up to fight the big money in Washington.
So why would you say you're the one who's most qualified to hold this office?
Well, I'm the only candidate that was born and raised in East Tennessee. I'm the only candidate that's a veteran. I'm the only candidate on the Republican side that's a true conservative. I am the only candidate that can honestly say, I was willing to die for you. Do you think I'll give up our morals and our values in Washington just because somebody bribes me? I'm no friend to lobbyists. I never will be. I'm a friend to God. I'm a friend to to Tennessee's 3rd District. I want to do everything I can do to help ORNL, to help the Chickamauga Dam, to help Y-12, to help even TVA. But I'm willing to do that I'm not willing to sell my soul to the devil to accomplish those tasks. I'm willing to go to Washington and have 100% ranking with Conservative Review, to have 100% ranking with the American Conservative Union. That's who I am. If you run as a Democrat, be a liberal. If you run as a Republican, be a conservative. And that's really where the lines are drawn. I mean, I've been a constant critic of what I call rhinos, Republicans in name only. And people will say, well, why don't you criticize the Democrats more? Well, you know what you get when you vote for a Democrat. You need to know what you get when you vote for a Republican. I mean, I am a huge critic of Democrats, but you know, don't come tell me, oh, Obama lied to us. He said he was going to bring change. He didn't bring change. Yeah, he told you everything he was going to do. And when he did it, why were you surprised? When I tell you I'm a conservative, I'm going to try to push for a flat tax. I'm going to try to push for a fair tax, which I truly prefer. When I tell you I'm going to fight Obamacare, when I tell you I'm going to replace it with true free market reforms, like getting rid of certificate of need laws, like opening up the American Medical Association to allow there to be more doctors instead of bringing over foreign doctors. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it with all my heart and soul. I'm not going to tell you one thing and do another.
So what would you say the top one or two issues are facing the district you're running for?
Well, I have to say the debt. We're $20 trillion in debt, if not, we're close to it. Plus, we have $100 trillion of unfunded liabilities. Now, whether it's bringing money into ORNL, bringing money into Chickamauga Dam, that really doesn't matter if our money's worthless. We've already lost our AAA rating, where the Federal Reserve is doing literally everything it can do wrong. I mean, we've had Q1, QE2, QE3, that quantitative easing that keeps on. And the government has been able to subsidize so much food in different industries. It's been able to show the people that there's not really as much inflation as there is. But if you go buy a T-shirt at Apostle, you can see all the inflation, okay? We need, as a country, to cut our spending. We need to cut it, especially congressional discretionary spending. It's like 25% of the budget, 29% of the budget. Everyone likes to say, let's go cut entitlement, Social Security, Medicare. Hey, people have worked hard for those benefits, little guys like me. Let's cut other places first. Let's inject some of this wasteful spending into those programs and prop them up. I'm a real conservative. I'm a common sense conservative. People, especially where I'm from in Athens, rely on Social Security to survive. Before we cut there, let's cut other places, like studying all these crazy studies we do at universities, or you know, paying for all the pork barrel projects. There's a lot of places we can cut before we cut Social Security and Medicare and still uphold our conservative values.
So if you were elected, what are some things you would do in terms of legislation about those issues?
Well, number one, you know, I would like to fight ISIS. I want to co-sponsor this new bill. I think it's been in the House for a year now to pull us out of the UN. So all that money that goes to the UN, take that money and inject it Social Security. I would like to close the Department of Education. Take all that money and put it in Medicare. We could get rid of Obamacare that literally gutted Medicare and inject that money back into Medicare and uphold those two social programs. We can start cutting things we don't need and give it to people who really are in need of it. And then we can start looking at truly reforming our military and getting military expenditure where it should be, because we live in a very dangerous world. And we're seeing with China now building islands out in the ocean, expanding more in the Pacific, starting to flex their muscles, building super carriers, which in the past only America, Great Britain, and France has had, and Russia. We need to be able to compete in a 21st century world militarily.
We're just about out of time. Do you have a final statement or closing thought?
If you want to vote for a man that's no friend to the lobbyists, that won't go to get along in Washington, there's one choice: Jeffrey Sumner Smith, a true American, a patriot, and someone who was willing to die for you, an infantryman in the United States Army. If you vote Jeffrey Sumner Smith, there is nothing I will not do to protect our conservative values in Washington, D.C.
Thank you for being here today.
Thank you so very much for having me.
This is WUTC 88.1 FM.
227 years ago, the first U.S. president took office. Next year, the 45th will. Follow history in the making right here on this station. Listen every day.
Tune in to Morning Edition, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on WUTC 88.1.
This is WUTC, essential, eclectic, every day.
You are listening to A Roundabout Chattanooga. I'm Michael Edward Miller. We're talking to the candidates in the August 4th Hamilton County elections. We've heard from three Republicans: Chuck Fleischman, who is the incumbent in the U.S. House of Representatives District 3, and two challengers, Alan Levine and Jeffrey Sumner Smith. Now we're going to talk to some Democratic candidates for the Tennessee State House of Representatives District 28, which includes much of downtown Chattanooga and the riverfront area. Joanne Favors is the incumbent, and she is being challenged by newcomer Dennis Clark. First, we're going to hear from Dennis Clark, who is again vying for the Tennessee House of Representatives District 8, the Democratic nomination.
Thank you for speaking with us today.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate you guys having me to kind of tell you a little bit more about me.
Yeah, well, tell us that. Tell us about your background, where you're from, what you do, just kind of about yourself personally.
Absolutely. So I am a native Chattanoogan. I live in the East Chattanooga area. I own a small boutique public relations and marketing firm that basically specializes in helping small businesses, churches, nonprofits raise money, do event planning, other digital media things such as apps and Facebook, websites, and all that good stuff. My background in politics actually started when the governor appointed me to the Tennessee Commission on Children and Youth. Back in 2004, I wanted to be a news anchor, but I got bitten by the urge to do something about the urban community. I've always lived in what they call the hood, Mike. So when I saw the urban plight, I said, you know, I got to do something about this. And so I started getting involved in youth and children development. I went to Georgia for a little bit for one session and worked as a legislative policy advisor there. And so I actually do have legislative experience, which is rare when you have someone that's running against a state representative. Like, do you even know how to get a bill passed? I'm like, actually, it's the legislative aides that actually write the bills. You know, people don't know that, but it's true. But so I actually have that experience and did a little work at Tennessee Temple University. I was the director of public relations and community initiatives for 3 years prior to the school closing. Then did a little stint at the Public Education Foundation. I recruited math and science teachers for urban schools. So that's kind of me in a gamut. So I've done a lot.
So why would you say you're the one who's qualified to have this office?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the main reasons that I think I'm qualified is one word, and that's customer service. I have a background in knowing how to treat people and recognizing who I work for. You know, one of my first jobs when I came home from Middle Tennessee State University, it was at Converges, which is a huge call center.
Yeah.
And I was a supervisor there. So I trained people on how to value our customers because those people pay our bills. What's happening in politics is that, and we see this in a lot of races, they're forgetting how to treat their constituents and how to communicate with them and how to respond to them and how to just interact with them so they can know how to represent them. And so I feel like that element is missing, which is one of the reasons that prompted me to run for this office. And I think that gives me an edge, and that makes a difference. And I'm going to make sure that my constituents know that they're my and that they're the employers.
So what would you say are the biggest one or two issues facing the district you're seeking to represent?
Oh, my God. So District 28, Mike, is perhaps one of the most impoverished districts. It's the we have the highest crime rates. We have the highest high school dropout rates. A lot of urban decay, not a lot of economic development. 18 to 24% of African American males who do not have a diploma. They have a 53% unemployment rate. So just a lot of stuff not happening progressively for African Americans. And so one of the things, and particularly dealing with gang violence, you know, I live in the Avondale East Chattanooga community, and we're terrified to come outside of our doors. And so I want to tackle the issues of youth development, youth development, delinquency prevention, and making sure those children are actually walking across the stage in a diploma instead of standing in front of Judge Shattuck in shackles. And that, in my opinion, Mike, will curb a lot of the violence. It will spur some economic development in our community, because if you have a diploma, you're going to get a job. If you got a job, maybe you can make enough money to buy a house in your community. And so to me, that's the number one issue in District 28, is that we've got to do better with our young people.
So if you were elected legislatively, what would you do?
Well, one of the things, again, is I would probably start working on a lot of education reform legislation. I have done a lot of work with organizations like Public Education Foundation, and in Georgia, we worked a lot with school reform, with charter education, which I'm a huge champion for. I want to give the school board more input and buy-in in how they spend their money. Right now, they have to go and beg the county for money. But I'm like, but we elected school board members as the sole body that's responsible for education, but they're not responsible for the money. So how do we hold them 100% accountable?
Yeah.
So part of some of my legislative objectives and goals when I become the next state representative is to actually go and change some of those regulatory laws dealing with education that really gives educational government governing bodies the right reform tools to make sure that because education is the gateway to prosperity for the African-American community, in my opinion.
We've got about 30 seconds left. Okay. Do you have any closing thoughts or statements?
Well, my closing thoughts is that, you know, we're in a pretty we're at a crossroads in our district. And I tell people, if you are satisfied with how things are, then by all means, Mike, continue to vote how you've been voting. You know, I tell all of my everywhere I go, I tell people that. But if you think our schools can be better, if you think our streets can be safer, and if you think that we can do more to help seniors and veterans and people who struggle to make ends meet, you know, that mom who works at Walmart, then she's got to get off work to go work at Amazon, and she still struggles to make ends meet. If you think that we deserve better, then you have to vote for change. It's a mandate, because there's a lot of work to do in District 28 and making sure that everybody has the equal opportunity to live in the best mid-sized city in America.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mike, for having me.
And just a note, after we recorded that interview, Dennis Clark was in the news again because his brother, Jeremy, was recently shot and killed. Clark has released a statement saying he is going to stay in the campaign, however. He's running against Representative Joanne Favors, the incumbent for the Tennessee House of Representatives, District 28, which includes much of downtown Chattanooga and the riverfront area. And now we're going to hear from Joanne Favors, the incumbent. So you're the incumbent. Tell us a little bit about your background, professionally, personally, your involvement in the community here, things like that.
Well, my background is in healthcare and education. I've been a registered nurse and health administrator of two community health centers, worked in a variety of positions at Erlanger, even served on the board of trustees at Erlanger, and I taught at Chattanooga State for 10 years in the associate degree program. And so that was one of the reasons I knew so many people. And when the county commission seat for District 5 became open. A lot of people encouraged me to run for the seat. And I was the first African-American female to be elected to the Hamilton County Commission. And midway through the second term, I was encouraged to run for this seat, the old 29th district. And I ran, and I think it was a surprise to everybody that I won. They did not realize that I had the contacts in the community that I had.
And why would you say, of everybody who's going to be running for this seat in the race, you're the most qualified?
Well, I have one opponent, and I feel that I'm the most qualified because by virtue of my having served six terms already, there's been such a major transition in the General Assembly the past 4 years. It's really important that we have someone who understands the dynamic in place now, and I feel that I am able to do that. It requires being able to work effectively across the aisles, and I'm able to do that. I have established an excellent relationship with many people there, many legislators, and only having 26 Democrats out of the 99 requires that you must interact effectively, and I'm able to do that.
What would you say the major issues are affecting your district right now?
Jobs, entrepreneurship, health care, expansion of Medicaid, that's very, very important. And education, public education. I'm a strong proponent of public education.
If you're reelected, what are some specific things you would plan to do about those issues?
Well, I would continue to work to expand our Medicaid program, which is TennCare. As you know, Ensure Tennessee, the governor's initiative, did not have the support that it needed. But I'll work to try to help expand Medicaid.
What about things like jobs?
Jobs, I will continue to work on that. I was a strong supporter of Tennessee Promise so that high school graduates could go to school and acquire an associate degree free because the associate degree programs, many of them pay lucrative salaries. And they can continue to go forth, and there's an excellent articulation agreement with other schools like UTC and other four-year institutions. And I think that is very important. Having worked in the community college and knowing the progress that's been made as far as articulation agreements, it is tremendous because I had to go through a circuitous route to acquire a master's degree myself, because we didn't have master's programs here in Chattanooga at that time.
Thank you for being here. Is there anything else you want to say?
Well, I hope that people will recognize the value that I have and that I still have a lot of energy and have remained well connected in the community and have a lot of friends and a lot of people who have encouraged me to run for this seat again.
Thank you so much. Again, any final thoughts?
Just I encourage everybody to please go and vote. That is a right that you should really take advantage of and go and vote.
Thank you.
That is Joanne Favors. She is the Democratic incumbent for the Tennessee House of Representatives, District 28. She's running against Dennis Clark, who we heard from before this. And there is no Republican in the race. That is it for a roundabout Chattanooga's election coverage today, but do tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. for more. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. And remember, if you're trying to figure out who to vote for, if you're confused by the rather large array of candidates right now, you can go to the iTunes store, you can go to the Google Play store and download the free Go Vote TN app created by the state of Tennessee, which will allow you to put in your address, see which candidates you could be potentially voting for. It's a very helpful app. I even used it myself. Again, Go Vote TN.
Around and About Chattanooga is a production of WUTC with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC. Find us online at wutc.org.